And you're listening to The Ourchive,
our ever-growing library of everything, 1 hour at a time.
Yes.
The Prefatorium is where we talk about show manners and comments.
Yeah.
We don't have any comments, but we got a...
we don't.
Well, we're recording this shortly after the right.
One day
the previous episode. Yeah. Woo. So give the creepers a break.
All right.
Give creepers. Them a little bit of time. Right. It's the God, holiday season.
Who picked
People
last
are busy.
Episode? That this episode that nobody wants to comment on.
But we do have a show matter. And that matter is sitting beside me, and I'm excited to welcome back from the Twin Peaks episode, Chelsea.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
I thought you were going to say happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Awesome.
Chelsea said happy to be here, and then she shook her head no.
Oh, no. I have a live comment on the last.
Oh.
Oh, I like that.
I haven't finished it yet.
Like the band?
Wow. Yeah,
I have a comment on live.
Did they alone love us?
Yes.
The dolphins cry.
Lightning crashed.
Placentas falls afloat.
Yeah, that's right. I have a recent familiarity with that.
You guys don't have kids. I get it.
I would have been no help at all in that episode either because I also don't like the Olympics. That's my comment.
Thank you. You owe me $2.
Damn.
Check out the percolator for that reference, people.
Yeah.
In the future. Oh, wait, no, that's in the past. Damn it. See,
I know.
That's why I wanted to switch them around, is I forget what order we
but
talked
now
about.
It's switched. Now
it's switched. It's good now.
Yeah. So we can reference
it. Yeah, cut that out.
It's out there. All right. Could you guys line up for me? Drew, you start.
Down the street like a Duracell buddy. The weekend away from the cavalcade. Throwing out candy that looks like money.
We've assembled here today to talk about parades.
League it.
Yeah.
Justice League, League it. We were trying to figure out what did the Justice League say? Because the Avengers assemble.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I think it's League it.
Justice League it?
Justice
just League. League it.
Just League it.
No, just no. League it.
That's
to League it to quit.
What if you drop the League and if you did
just us League.
Just is it. Just ice it.
Just ice it.
Maybe just Superman ice it. Could go just us. League it.
I think Aquaman should say League it, and then they should fist bump.
Yeah.
We've assembled, you're saying?
Yeah.
Little turtle. Yeah.
We're talking today about parades, which that term has a couple of different definitions. And for the purposes of, yeah, it does. I know you're looking at me like, I don't believe this,
no,
but,
I don't.
But it's true.
We're putting bumpers up. Is that what's happening?
We're putting bumpers up, I guess, because, in researching this, we discovered that, the phrase parade actually, is titled
from the ancient Greek meaning
to walk, in a group
and be bored watching it.
Pa from the Greek to be bored.
Actually, it I think it dates to the French
parade.
But it's tied closely, specifically to military demonstrations.
Right.
Which, well, there might be some crossover in this discussion.
So the original parades, they were running away. Ooh, take that, French.
It was funny about that.
All of you were looking at me like, where are you going with this?
Right. You know, the French had a, you know, Napoleon, I mean, they took over a good chunk of the world. I mean, they were pretty.
Yeah, but he lost in the end, didn't he?
Right. And they never really recovered since then. But for, you know, hundreds of years, the French were vicious. They were.
What's that line from Bill and Ted? If I was
69, bogus, dude.
If I was one of France's greatest leaders and I've been stranded in San Dimas for 48 hours, where would we go? Waterloo! It's the best sequence.
Good delivery.
Thanks. Parades.
Maxine of Arc?
Miss of Arc?
Bob Genghis Khan?
I'm seeing Halloween costumes for next year. Ooh.
Yeah. Hey.
And so we can go as Johnson. The robot thems.
Yes.
Wow.
The good or evil?
That's for you to decide. Yeah.
Good.
Evil.
We'll start a Slack channel on that.
Are they good or evil?
So for the purposes of this discussion, we're more closely adhering to the idea of a procession, not necessarily a military style parade, although there is some crossover there. But this topic is somewhat timely because I think we would all probably agree that the most notable parade
the
of
most
popular
notable parade of the year.
That's the theme Ding song. Dong. Are you performing that this year?
Yeah.
I look forward to that. The most notable parade of
the year
popular
culture.
Yeah. Culturally.
After Lincoln died and they brought his body across the country. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah. That parade. Yeah.
Is that one coming up? Are we going to do that? Okay. It's about time.
They dug him up.
By the time we hit the end of the hour, John will finish.
No, I'm sorry.
Are we putting bets on this? Is that?
Sorry about my cough.
I'm referencing the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, which is nigh. It's a pause.
Whoa. Do they still do it?
They still do it.
Every year.
Is it good?
91 times strong, but not 91 years strong.
Is it
come
good?
To find out. You mean like in general or?
These days.
Like healthy or pleasurable to watch?
Well, I can remember being a little boy.
You want to act this out? You want to do your live reading of you being a little boy?
Adam.
You be the TV.
Don't call it a live reading.
Just do the live reading.
We'll just do it.
Okay, we'll do it then.
You put all this pressure on me.
For real. Here's me on... Well, I guess it wasn't the Thanksgiving Day Parade. I just realized, but here's what happened.
You just blew it.
I just blew it. It's Christmas morning.
It was a Super Bowl.
I'm 11.
Arbor Day?
What? I think I'm 11. Oh, cool. I got a TV for Christmas. That's me.
He was a South Park character.
I want to set it up in my room. It gets set up. And then I watch the parade. That's it. I watched the Christmas Day Parade.
That's the best one yet.
Encore!
So are you asking if the current Macy's...
Yes, based on the fact that I liked the Christmas Day Parade in 1992.
So does it hold up to the 92 Christmas Parade? Yeah.
What would you say to that?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with the Christmas Day Parade, though. Is it a local parade?
I think it was the same kind of parade where you got floats in the air. You got
it was probably
floats
Macy's
in the air.
You were
balloons.
Your parents just got it a repeat of it. Keep you busy on Christmas.
Well, and I also watched it on Easter, and I also watched it on Flag Day, and I don't
actually the Rose Bowl parade. Are you conflating your
is
timelines?
That on Christmas Day?
No. That's on Boxing Day, isn't it? Or New Year's Day?
It's like sometime in January.
Yeah, I think it's like New Year's Day. Or there is a New Year's Day parade that's related to some bowl, but
bowl.
Bowl.
Oh, I thought you said bowl. That's what I thought he said.
I'm still not sure.
Bowl.
Okay.
Bowl.
Beats.
Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Beats. Say Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Bowl. The Super Bowl.
I'm getting over a cold. Give me a break.
Tell me about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. Oh, wait. Can Chelsea say history of?
Excellent. Yes.
I had the questioning.
You look, yeah. Is this a trap?
We got you.
A sphincter says a history of parades.
Drew, what you might have been watching was the Disney Parks Christmas Day Parade.
Oh, man, that's even better than I
had hoped. It's a television special that airs on Christmas Day on ABC.
Cool. So that is
that's probably what
that
it was.
Adds up, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Was Mickey there? Wow.
That,
that was supposed to be Goofy.
Third got caught.
There's not
sure it happens to Goofy all the time.
Disney presence in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. So I think you probably would say that it's not good.
Mm. Well, but tell me about, like, that's where did it start? What happened to make people want that parade?
Macy's Day?
Yeah.
The lore is that the Macy's employees themselves said, we got nothing to do on Thanksgiving. Let's do a thing.
They had nothing to do?
Nothing.
That sounds right.
It used to be closed. Yeah.
They're like, hey, we hate our families. Right. Let's do a big promotion for the store we work at.
Wow.
And so they had this parade, and it was, what, 6.5 miles long or something?
Yeah. Well, it technically started, I guess, in New Jersey. There was a department store called
Blasey's.
Bamburgers.
Bamburgers.
Yeah, in New Jersey that did
Albert
a Thanksgiving
Dunn.
Day. Albus Dunn.
Albus Dumbledore?
Owned a department store named Bamburgers.
Wham-blam.
Burgers? Bamburgers.
I think it's Bamburgers.
Bamburgers.
Google Burgers.
Whataburger.
I don't even think that's
oh my
the
God.
Name of it. That's like a street here.
Bamburgers.
This is simultaneously the best and worst episode.
Exactly.
We did it.
So there was a department store in New Jersey that was doing a Thanksgiving Day parade. And somehow, I wasn't able to find any information on this, but somehow it ended up moving to Macy's under Macy's leadership. And they allege that this is actually in a special that was produced by Macy's and NBC, where they said that Macy's employees who didn't have any like family in the city or didn't, you know, have any place to be on Thanksgiving wanted to do this parade, either because they would go to New Jersey and do it anyway, or, you know, they thought that it was a good idea for Macy's. But so they tried it out in 1924, and they marched from 145th Street in the Bronx all the way down to Macy's, which is like 6.5 miles.
See, there wasn't Winter Olympics yet. That's why they did it in 1924.
That's right. Yeah, we were actually talking about that in the wake of last episode, that 1924 was a good year for winter activities, because that's also the first.
Was this like an impromptu parade? Like, they were just like, let's do this.
No, it was, I get the sense that it had been an established thing for a couple of years at this other department store. Oh. And this is not the first Thanksgiving Day parade
by
any stretch. It is the second
Nor
oldest.
Nor will it be the middlest.
It's very threatening.
I know, it's difficult.
Are you going to start your own Thanksgiving
That's right.
Day parade?
Your own Thanksgiving?
Yep.
Do you know if the original one had like the big balloons that you
Yeah,
think
what was
of
the
now?
Makeup of it?
It did not have the balloons.
It did, however, have animals. animals from the zoo.
Oh, live animals.
Whoa, like tigers?
Yeah.
See, that's
Are you serious?
More exciting.
Santa, yep.
Like just walking down the street?
Just walking down
tigers
the street.
Tigers and Santa.
Tigers and Santa. Santa actually, I think, rode a tiger.
Wow.
Down the street.
Originally,
no,
they were
animals,
eight tigers in front of the sled, and they changed it after World War II to the reindeer.
Coca-Cola changed it to the reindeer.
Yeah.
Need that tiger oil for the man overseas.
For the war effort, yeah.
Right.
Is that in pantyhose?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
But so the balloons came about as a way of replacing the animals, I guess.
When they got rid of the tigers were all because, squeezed out.
Yeah. When World War II started in 1926, they decided they needed to, to do away with the animals.
Yeah.
So the first animals were like, or the first balloons were giant inflatable animals.
Animals.
Yeah. Do you guys know what the first licensed balloon character is?
Snoopy.
Mickey Mouse?
Winnie the Pooh.
Felix the Cat.
Tiger.
Felix the Cat.
Yes.
I got it.
Felix the Cat. Congratulations, Drew. Well done.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Yeah,
I Felix the respect.
Snoopy was, I think, introduced in 1960-something, 67 or 68. Yeah. Yeah, but the balloons, I guess, have become sort of the signature of the Macy's parade.
Yeah.
So even though there are other parades that have been around longer, I think the oldest one is in Pittsburgh or Philadelphia.
Pittsburgh.
Philadelphia.
Oh, Philadelphia.
And
Philadelphia.
There's also one that's been around for a while in Detroit. But the Macy's one, I guess, because it is located where there are national television stations,
right?
Quickly gained national notoriety. Allegedly, it.
You keep using that word, like
I don't think it means.
Are you in a lawsuit with them?
Well, I didn't have a chance to consult Macy's before this podcast, so I don't want to cast them in a negative light, gotcha. Especially after rewatching Miracle on 34th Street, in which
you which know, one the old one or
the original?
One?
Right. Yeah, where they come off as very philanthropic. that movie was released in 1947, and it opens with the Thanksgiving Day parade. The following year, I believe, was the first national broadcast of the parade on television on NBC, and it has been on NBC ever since then.
Wow,
something like 58 years or I don't know math.
I don't know if I've ever watched it.
Really,
I thought I had.
How have you not?
Maybe you haven't.
Had to have seen it changing channels on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I probably have.
Yeah,
you didn't watch it in your room on your new TV the following year.
No, I think I'd. The magic had left me by that
television.
I was a jaded 12-year-old by that point.
I've seen parades before.
Stare at the television with nothing on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the reason that I find it kind of interesting that you wouldn't have seen it, and I'm pointing at you accusatorily, is I didn't realize this until yesterday, but NBC is not the only channel that broadcasts it. They have the official broadcast, but CBS also broadcasts from the parade route.
Huh.
And they do a similar program, although it seems like there are fewer musical performances than the NBC broadcast.
Ugh.
This whole lip syncing BS they've done. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, and last probably. So first of all, I didn't watch this growing up. I only started watching
it. Why does no one question him?
He allegedly didn't watch it growing up.
I only started watching this when Kelly was like, oh, Thanksgiving, let's watch the parade. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And so she watches it every single year. It's been a tradition in her household. So now is now a tradition in my household also. But I guess, I don't know, 10 years maybe, less, 5, 10 years, at least 5 years, 98% of the music is all piped in with people lip syncing, and it's horrible. Horrible. I mean, it's
the pre-recorded music is horrible, or the lip syncing is horrible.
Yes, it's nigh unwatchable. I get so, especially when I see people that I even be half interested in, like, oh, this is a good musician.
So this has big stars that are performing lip syncing,
and they're all like
Ariana Grande,
air guitaring, and fake drum. And it's the whole thing is just
Sonny and Cher.
Do you find it more offensive on the like the bands on the floats or when they do like the musical numbers in front of Macy's?
The bands on the floats. Yeah. The musical numbers at least, well, you know, all the marching bands are doing it live. And sometimes the musical numbers will at least be partially live. Like you'll hear piped in music, but they actually will be singing. But the floats are almost every single time 100% piped in, and it's so fake and it's so dumb.
Do you think that's because it's a big technical deal or they're doing a lot of stage moving around? witchcraft.
I think that is I think that is the excuse they're using, is that because there are a couple that just
shots fired.
Yeah, there are a couple that actually still do it live. I think there was allegedly. I don't remember who it was, we'll but there was live. Some there's some artist there's some artists who refused to do the lip sync. They're like, if you want me on this float, I'm gonna just go ahead and sing my song. So
Adam like Adele. Levine.
Sure. I don't know who it was.
She's a singer, right?
She is. Good job.
Is it possible it looks worse because of the like tape delay or something like that? I don't know.
Yeah, is that possible?
Yeah, it's a live event, right?
I guess it's possible. It's just, it makes me...
No, I think it's very possible. I mean, actually, that's a very valid point.
Well, thank you, Drew.
But then again, when the people who are actually doing it live, it looks fine.
Excuse me?
The people who are doing it live look fine.
Maybe they're the ones that are actually lip syncing,
yeah,
and it's compensating.
Blow my mind.
I think I love a parade is what I was going to say.
Drum, the rat of the tongue, I love a parade.
As long as there aren't I think I'm okay with the ones on the floats, like a musical performance on a float. That's kind of great.
Like an ongoing thing, like as they progress down the street, yeah, they continue singing. Yeah.
Like lip syncing or live?
I don't care.
Either one.
Ugh, so bad.
But if they cut to like just a static stage somewhere.
Tony winner, that. Baldus
Dumbledore.
So if you're going to watch a parade, they have to be moving.
Of course. Of course. I don't want to cut to some motionless thing.
Yeah.
I agree. It's a parade. That's why you should watch the CBS coverage.
Because they don't do the...
They don't do that.
Nice.
Interesting.
They're not positioned, I think, there. Like, yeah. NBC has that.
They got one camera. It's some guy moving around with a GoPro.
Yeah, and there's like a tree between the
there's
camera.
There's a tree, yes! Obstructing it. Yeah. CBS cannot get a good shot.
It's that cameraman from UHF who's... 4 feet tall
little person.
It does seem like the whole NBC broadcast is almost the antithesis of a parade, because so much of it is fixed in front of Macy's where they have these performances taking place.
Yeah.
And like the parade does end there. So the floats do go by that space, but you never see the floats going by that space because it's always occupied by some dance troupe from Wallamazoo, Michigan.
Right.
And
or marching band.
Have they ever gone through the store?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Off the roof. That
onto a balloon and just bounce and then land.
Ta-da. That would be amazing, yeah.
What if... Okay, this is crazy. And I don't want this to happen. But could you imagine if, like, this was all, like, a pagan ritual? Like, it ended with a sacrifice of some person, like,
the guy
as
who plays,
the last
the guy who plays
float
Santa.
Crossed the path, like, they cut someone's throat in front of Macy's. Yay! And then Macy's had great sales for the next year. Because it all feels so...
I love that.
If it's a clean cut, it's 40% off, but if it only gets halfway through the neck, it's 25%.
Well, like, the Macy's logo is that star, so there's probably, like, a ring around that star that we just can't see that makes it a pentagram.
Exactly. Because it feels so... It's such a weird, almost cult-like thing. A parade.
It is. It falls solidly in the humans are weird
category. Yeah. Oh, you know what's so crazy? I'm not joking, Adam.
Yeah.
Ashley and I last night. I watched some YouTubers. I'm not gonna lie. And I was watching the Disney parade from this guy who does Disney vlogs.
This is like their regular parade, not one of their parades.
No, this is the holiday parade. This is the very Merry Christmas.
And this is your regular Saturday night event.
It is.
It wasn't in preparation for the episode.
It is.
It's like, all right, it's Saturday night, Ashley. You know what
this
that
is
means.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
It's always the same video too. He's really like.
But we were watching this parade, and Ashley literally said, "Like humans are weird."
Yep.
Yeah.
Because that's in awesome. That parade, you've got, you know, people dressed as reindeer dancing together and people on rollerblades that have skis like affixed to them. So it looks like they're skiing. Well,
even small local parades. Like when I was a kid, I remember the Shriners going on their little golf carts.
little go-karts.
Yeah. And I was just like, what is this thing? And it had a cult-like feeling to me. Yeah. I'm like, who are those people with their weird hats?
Yeah. Adams lives in a weird neighborhood that does a weird parade.
It's true. We'll get to that in a second. I'm actually curious if you guys have already, if any of you have been in a parade.
Yes.
Yes.
John?
Yeah, we did it, everyone.
Yes.
Five for five.
So it's interesting. That seems to be, I don't know if I've ever
high fives all
met anyone who's
Can
not.
Can we get that for the show notes? Can we get a photo of that high five?
Who's got a camera?
Nobody. I was just kidding. Yeah. Nobody.
Go out and get somebody from the alley. Like, hey, can you take a picture? We have to have a five-person high five.
I'll do it.
A pentafive.
You don't know anyone who's not been in a parade?
I'm trying to think of anyone that's...
I mean, usually that's one of the, you know, like, where are you from? What do you do? Have you been in a parade? And they always say yes to all three questions.
Yeah. So what parades have you guys been in?
I was in a Disneyland parade.
Whoa, doing what?
I was doing the, what's that? Conga line.
Nice.
I was the front. I was right behind the dancer that was the front.
I was in it with Cub Scouts. But it was, you know, local parade in South Carolina.
It's not as cool as mine.
I was at the front. Sorry, go ahead.
I was in a homecoming parade and a SEMO District Fair parade, both in Cape Girardeau. And then here, the St. Patrick's Day parade downtown. Nice.
Chelsea and I both have appeared in the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Can you be more creepy when you say it?
You've been, you were a leprechaun and...
Pictures in the show notes.
And a flower.
Oh, you were a bumblebee.
We were both bumblebees, yeah.
I've seen the photo of that.
The most recent time, we were both bumblebees, yeah.
And what capacity are you being it and flowering it and leprechauning it up? Like, why are you...
God. Oh, God. Deflowering in the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Well, there actually is a little bit of a weird slant to that float. Yeah. So our employer...
Like it's on an incline? Or?
Yeah. Yep, it's downhill. Our employer is presided by an Irish gentleman.
Irish.
And so ever since he's been in charge, we have participated in this annual parade. And
what does the Irish have to do with it?
St. Patrick's Day.
Context, buddy. Context.
It's just the flower and bumblebee show.
Right.
So the theme of the float is conserving plants, conserving green or something. Yeah. Hmm. And so like the garden gives out flowers to people along the parade route.
Aww. Have to flash your boobs to get them.
Yep.
They're dead flowers, though. I mean, that's not conserving.
There's roots in.
Yeah, the idea is that you clip them and go home and you
let them
die. Do a parade-like cult activity sacrifice. But so as bumblebees, we had to basically pollinate the streets of St. Louis.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
We would stop. We were riding these, like, adult tricycles.
In diapers.
Following the Shriners on a couple of occasions in their little cars, which was very treacherous. But we would stop at key points along the route and point these confetti cannons in the air.
Full of pollen.
Which then shot, confetti pollen.
Hope you're not allergic.
I remember being in parades with a bunch of candy that we were supposed to throw to people, and I was like enjoying throwing it at people.
What kind of candy?
Oh, God, I don't remember.
Like Tootsie Roll.
Tootsie Roll.
Things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Things like that. God. What parades, Adam, have you been in?
I've been in many a parade.
list.
Oh, boy.
What's that list thing?
Segment?
Do it.
No, that's a game, though.
It's a round robin, though.
Yeah, it's not just for lists. It's for...
You guys should all guess what parades I've been in.
Yeah.
That could be the game. It's kind of stupid. All
right. I was excited to hear that jingle again.
It was a good jingle.
It was a good jingle. I love the... yeah.
What was it called? Elistination?
Elistination, yeah. Maybe we'll still get to that eventually today. Drew says no.
We missed our chance.
Many 4th of July parades with Webster Groves marching band.
Miniature ones?
Huh?
Miniature ones?
Like with the ants and...
Mm-hmm.
Fleas.
And Matt Damon.
Oh, that's interesting. I got it. I got the reference.
I saw a new trailer for that, by the way. Side note. Have you seen the latest trailer for it?
No. Talking about downsizing people,
Your
by the way.
Suspicions are confirmed, Adam.
Called it.
Matt Damon's in it.
Anywho, Veterans Day parades, 4th of July parades, Oktoberfest parades. That's probably enough.
But no Disney parades.
No Disney parades. I've never been to Disney. You know this.
Ouch.
I feel like the Disney parades are sort of in a category all their own.
They are.
Now nobody.
Yeah, the Disney category.
Did somebody come up to you and say, hey, do you want to be in a Disney parade? Or were you just like
I grabbed,
was on the parade route. I was going to watch the parade.
Uh-huh. So you were.
You just walked
into
it.
So my parents
pushed you
wanted
away.
To go on.
And that was the last time I saw them.
I was raised by a man in a reindeer suit. No, it was my parents wanted to go on the Matterhorn, and I didn't like rides at that
point. Is that a ride?
They scared me.
Ride.
And so my brother kindly, you know, stayed with me while they went on the ride. And while we were waiting, a parade happened.
As is wont to do, I assume, in Disney.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And as it approached, this woman who was, you know, a dancer in the parade came and grabbed me and pulled me into the parade and stuck me behind her.
Whoa.
That's right. And I was the, you know, first train car in the Congo line that she formed.
Of two.
The Congo line?
Conga?
Congo line?
Is it Conga?
It's Conga, but I think you said Congo.
The Congo line.
I would have mixed that up too.
It was based on Michael Crichton's Congo.
So. Right, yeah. The movie or the book?
Both.
I think one of the coolest...
Laura Linney was the woman.
Did that have CG apes in it?
Yeah. No.
No.
Yes. No.
No, that was dudes in ape costumes.
You're thinking of Mighty Joe Young.
Okay.
No, you're thinking of...
King Kong.
No, I know what I'm thinking of.
No, you're thinking of...
I remember they... I remember they looked bad, but I was just trying to remember if that was like
I think they were puppets.
Early CG
dudes
or
in suits.
Might have been
dudes
both.
In suits.
Dudes in suits. Bruce Campbell's in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I forgot about that. Randy Macho Man Savage.
So is Laura Linney.
He's not. I just made that up. Is Laura Linney actually in that movie?
Man.
Yeah,
of course she is.
Okay. I am curious about your opinion of Disney parades when you were a child and as an adult. Yeah.
Well, I can't answer, Drew.
Everybody
obviously.
Can answer, but I like.
No, not everybody.
Starting with you, but. All right.
Two of us can't. Yeah, your guest can't. That's a good topic to talk about. Go ahead.
As a kid.
I'm going to be outside. Can you guys just come get me when you're talking?
Right.
It's hard to have.
Help me.
Get in character, kid.
I don't want a conga.
As a kid.
Congo.
Sorry, Miss Lenny. As a kid, it's hard for me to have an unbiased opinion because I was a member of the parade. You know, I'm going to support it.
And it was the first thing you watched on your new TV.
Good point.
It's like when you're a professional actor, you shouldn't watch your work, you know. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, it drives you crazy.
Or comments on it. But as an adult, I am like, sometimes I'm into the parades and sometimes I'm not. I guess when I'm not is when I'm trying to get anywhere in the park and a parade is happening and you are just like, it's a nightmare trying to get somewhere while the parade
is happening.
Can
you cut through the parade?
No.
That's why I hate parades.
In some cases you can. They do have
they
like
do
designated
create...
areas where you can cross.
Well, and they'll like mid-parade, there'll be a gap and they'll create an avenue. They'll be like, okay, you can cross. Hmm. And then they close it up.
Oh.
So, but.
It was like a moving gap that went with the parade.
It can, yeah.
Time it.
One time we were going to Home Depot and all of my stories start out that way. And there was a parade that we just missed the beginning of, or, you know, we almost got through it, but the cop walked up and stopped us. So we're at the front of this thing and parade in Overland that I...
Wait, you're in your car, right?
I'm in the car.
Okay.
Did he break
if you walked to Home Depot or not?
Did he break your little bottle of La Potion number 9?
Yes. But we were there for like 20 minutes for this parade that we didn't even know what it was for. It's like just some random day, and I was just like, what is this?
We love you, Nick May.
I hate you.
Was there a high school kid singing that Beatles song?
Twist and Shout.
Twist and Shout.
Yes.
The Disney parades, when you're...
Let's get this back on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Disney.
I think when you're wanting to be nice there, Mickey, for it, it's really good.
Yeah.
But if you're in any way, shape, or form not wanting to experience the parade, it's extremely annoying.
Yeah, it's a staple of that experience, that park going experience, or it's like one of the things that they always talk about when you're preparing for a trip, like, you know, oh, here are the parade times, because you're going to want to know that. There's like this assumption that you're definitely going to want to see this parade. And I've never subscribed to that philosophy. Even as a child, I was kind of not into it. But I will say that one of the coolest parade viewing experiences of my life kind of turned me around on Disney parades at the Halloween party that they
Halloween
do
one
in the evening.
Fantastic.
It's it starts off with the headless horseman racing through the streets of the park.
That's
with
what's
a
so cool
flaming
about
pumpkin
it.
In his hand.
It's awesome.
Yeah. And he's not like just like trotting along.
No, I get you.
Yeah. We'll see if we can find some video.
Now, here's what's
of that.
Really funny is, so they do this parade in Disneyland and Walt Disney World, okay?
Okay.
In Walt Disney World, the horse, like, tears through the park. He's got the
pumpkin.
Are
they
pumpkin.
Doing the laugh? The male cartoon?
I don't think so.
Oh, man, that laugh is great.
They do read the story, though.
Well, in Disneyland, it's the story, and accompanying the headless horseman is Ichabod Crane and two, like, lantern holders. And Ichabod Crane is doing this weird sort of dance.
Thriller dance?
Like this weird, like he's sort of like looking for something. And it's like this slow procession. And the horseman is just walking behind him. And it's completely dumb and boring.
This is land, not world.
That's land, not world.
I've always found that world seems to be the cooler of the two.
I don't know if I'd say that.
This is just my perception.
There's a lot of factors.
As someone who hasn't been to either.
Exactly.
There's a lot of factors to consider.
Save it for the fourth or fifth Disney parks.
You ever been to Euro Disney?
No. You mean Disneyland Paris is what it's called now.
Sure. I was curious if they do a parade there also.
They do parades in all of them. Okay. And they do multiple parades a day. You actually have, at Disney World at least, I think there's two... like move it, shake it parades that they do, which is just a general parade. That's what it's called. It's called the move it, shake it or something.
Thank you. I was like, I'm not getting what you're
talking
about.
During holidays, if it's Halloween,
celebrate.
They have the Halloween parade twice.
Halloween.
In a night. If it's Christmas, there are two Christmas parades. And then I think the rest of the year, it's whatever, like there's
Fourth of July, or
like the Colors of Disney parade is one of them or something.
What, no racist comment there, guys? Jeez.
Too easy.
Drew's not a racist.
Oh my gosh.
And then there's the Electric Light Parade, which is now back at Disneyland.
Does ELO play when that happens?
Yes.
Yes. No, something better actually plays.
What do you mean?
This fantastic music goes
something
with,
better than ELO? Yeah, what do you mean?
I know.
What is that?
It's mind-blowing.
It's the theme from
you probably
the
can't describe
it's the
it.
Theme electric. From the Electric Light Orchestra company. Wait.
Morgan Freeman makes a cameo.
But Disney does some pretty cool floats. Like everything there, they have a lot of money to put into this stuff, so it's pretty high quality, I would say.
That kind of leads me to a question I was curious about asking everyone. What makes a good parade float? Because you have...
Float.
Like, really, it kind of runs the gamut from, like, basically just a truck with people or something in its bed to, like, the stuff at Disney parades, which is, like, these elaborate things that are designed to only travel down those fake streets. So what do you look for in a successful parade float?
I want it to be fast so that I don't have to wait to get to Home Depot.
30 miles an hour.
It's full of coupons for Home Depot.
Go ahead.
I mean, I'm thinking again back to the Macy's Day. I like animatronics. I like things moving.
Yeah.
I like surprises.
Oh, like what?
So often in the Sesame Street, which is my favorite
if one. It's often, it's not a surprise, but go ahead.
Like Disney parades?
Oh.
I didn't say I liked surprises.
In the Macy's.
What's the surprise that you see so often?
I'm about to tell you. In the Macy's Sesame Street parade float, there's often, there's a mock-up of 123 Sesame Street there, and there's usually some sort of guest that shows up or something that happens. Like one time, Rick Astley came out and Rick rolled the whole audience in the middle of one of their songs.
Rick Astley.
Whoa! Sorry, I was surprised.
I know, that's right, but
I hate to do awesome. This to you, Adam, but that was actually the Foster's
Home. Oh, it
home
was
for
Foster's Home Many Friends. Shoot!
But
that was Friends.
Foster's Home of Imaginary Friends had a float?
Yeah, for a couple of years there.
It did.
Wow.
And what was this in Macy's?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the Sesame Street one for years had like the original cast would be there, and it was really nice. And I think like shoot.
What, like Grover?
Yes, but also the human cast. Oh. Yeah, but most of them are in their 70s and 80s now, so they don't really do it anymore. Jesus, the younger cast.
It'd be awesome if Sesame Street aged the characters, yeah. Like Gasoline
Muppets.
Alley. Yeah. And then they died. It would teach children about the...
Mr. Hooper died.
Circle of life.
They did a little episode
but think
of
Mr. Elmo Hooper would be like an adult by now.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have to listen to his he'd be incessant like baby talk.
Yeah. He'd still it's, like
dude,
you to tickle
you, him. You haven't even started yet. You just had a kid. It's coming.
I know.
It's coming.
I think that I agree with the animatronics.
Yeah.
I mm-hmm. like that. I like if it looks like a animal. You know, if they've like style, like made it look like a big tiger or something.
What's with you and tigers today?
I don't like it when there's people on it throwing things.
Really?
Yeah. I don't like when they're throwing candy or beads or anything.
Bees?
Bees.
That's what beads? You should do for your foot, the botanical.
They're probably mad, sorry.
It's like a whole beehive.
Do you not, you don't like candy being winged at you?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like that.
He likes
I,
to look
what
at
it,
candy.
You know what it is? Is because like there's this. It creates.
And later,
he, about it later.
He thinks about it. He's like, why was I looking at that candy?
No, I'm thinking that candy didn't fill me up.
Right.
Oh.
If it was great at the time,
never gonna
feel looking,
you up.
Looking. No, I think what it is it creates this forced competition. Like who's gonna get the candy? Everyone try to catch it. It's like the beads thing, too.
There's at least with the candy, there's usually a plenty to go around.
Except it's tiny, so you're, like, grabbing at nothing.
Right. So get your...
And then it hits the ground. What, am I supposed to pick it up?
Yes, it's all wrapped.
Don't want it.
Do you remember that one parade where they threw dollar bills out and everyone was fighting each other for them, but then we realized that they had the Joker on them and they started gassing us and then the Batman flew in and he got all the balloons and one of them flew up in front of the moon. It was awesome.
I had a big red smile at the end of that parade.
You were so happy. I remember that day.
Yeah.
The Prince songs were kind of weird, but whatever.
I like the animatronics as well. The Rose Bowl parade, not my favorite parade.
Bowl?
Because it's like in California. It's supposed to be winter, but it's all sunshine and stuff. But they are really cool floats because they're made of
flowers, right?
Flowers, yeah.
Oh, roses.
And other flowers.
Okay. Are they real?
I think so. I think they're real.
That's
so
cool.
Do they have to grow them into float form?
They do.
That's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
It's too bad Kelly and Garrett aren't on this episode to tell us about float flower making.
Yeah.
Maybe they can comment.
Maybe they can comment.
He says, knowing they won't.
Isn't Louisiana like... sorry, that's a segue.
Oh, but what a great segue.
Don't in
Isn't
New Orleans
Louisiana like a state?
No, in New Orleans, don't they have parades like every other day.
Yes.
Like anybody can get a permit and it just takes like six people to make a parade.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And oftentimes they're, well, I guess in other cultures, there's funeral parades.
Right.
That's a very common thing.
Right.
Which I actually kind of want one of those. It seems kind of cool.
Like Lincoln.
Like Lincoln. Abe Lincoln. I said that. Abe Lincoln.
Hold the horse.
Did I tell you about, I wanted to make a Lincoln's Body tour shirt, like a band shirt, but it had all the cities that he went to and just had his...
His corpse went to.
Yeah.
Not him.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I think it'd be a cool shirt. I hate you.
Is that, is the Lincoln's Body tour supposed to be common knowledge? Because Nick's acting like it is.
I know. Nick is kind of a Lincoln head, though.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, when he died, they did like a six-month tour, and then there was a bunch of... They had to dig up his body because people said that somebody had stole his body.
Oh.
And there was an attempt to steal the body, but... and then when they finally buried him, they buried him under like 10 feet of cement so that nobody could come and steal his body.
Was he still wearing the hat?
Of course.
Why was there such demand to steal his body?
Because it was just something that... well, one person wanted to ransom it. it was like this really complicated plot where they were going to steal the body and sell it back to America. And they wanted like $1 million plus somebody else get...
What's that hat? I really like that hat.
Removed from prison. But yeah, a lot of people just wanted it just to sell it. And you can still, like, people will... auction off like a piece of Lincoln's hair or something like that and claim that they have a piece of his ear or weird shit.
Why hasn't a movie been made about this?
I'm working on it.
What, John?
That I was thinking that exact same thing. How has that not been turned into the premise of a movie yet?
Yeah.
Lincoln Logs.
Not named after Lincoln.
I know.
Okay. Wow.
But he did live in the time of logs, yeah?
In a log cabin.
And he had a log cabin.
Yeah. Built him a bar when he was only three. That's him, right?
What?
A.B. Abraham Lincoln, King of the Wild Frontier.
I want that movie.
So the New Orleans.
Yeah.
With the Mardi Gras parade.
Louisiana.
Probably the parade I hate the most.
Really? Just the one in New Orleans?
Mardi Gras specifically, or just like a New Orleans parade in general?
A Mardi Gras parade.
In New Orleans.
In St. Louis is the one I hate the most.
Oh, okay.
Why?
It's just a mess.
Is it all the projectiles?
I don't like...
Okay. Public drunkenness?
Yeah. I really don't like it. And I really hate it when groups of people are drunk together.
In public.
I just...
In private, it's okay.
I guess I hate any event that is used as an excuse to be an asshole.
Debauchery.
And so the St. Patrick's Day Parade and the Mardi Gras Parade here in St. Louis feel that way to me. It's like, yeah, let's go get drunk. Like, it's accepted. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, you can get drunk. This is when we'll celebrate you, the asshole. You know what I mean? And that really just really bugs me. And I used to work in Soulard, where the Mardi Gras Parade happens, and it was disgusting.
Like, I could never get off work, therefore I hate it.
No. It was disgusting the day after the parade.
Oh, sure.
Like, even after them trying to clean it, it smells, it stinks, and the streets actually look dirty. And I remember one year it was like days before the parade, and someone had egged my car.
Sorry,
this close.
So that's where the parade. Hat to me has a dark side.
I mean, it's a pretty big deal. It's the second biggest in the States and the third biggest on the planet.
I don't care.
On the planet. Third biggest on the planet. Right here in St. Louis.
So what?
Every time a city claims second biggest, I don't buy it.
Yeah, like, and also, who cares?
Savannah claimed the second biggest Mardi Gras and St. Patrick's Day Parade also.
Savannah?
Yeah.
They are totally wrong.
I think we're both wrong. I think
there are like 150 claims laid to second biggest celebrations every year.
And no, you know why because no one cares to check.
Right.
Like, so what?
Well, everybody likes the idea that their parade is significant and beyond just being
but
a parade.
But because St. Louis and New Orleans are sister cities.
St. Louis and that, so what? That doesn't give us any bigger claim to it being the second biggest.
Except for it's true.
I liked it that I think the year that Katrina happened, St. Louis was like, we're the biggest this year. Like there was people celebrating that our parade would be the best this year. Yeah. But that just shows you the kind of people that are into that parade.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink 12 hurricanes. That's my impression.
Of yourself?
Yes.
What if the parade is not designed for that, but that contingent shows up?
Then they should end the parade.
All right, fair enough.
This reminds me of something, John, that you said last episode that I really enjoyed.
It's Parade Nation's comment.
Sort of, yeah. You said, and I was so with you here, you said, I hate any
show of pride.
No, show of group identity.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so with you in that category. It's terrible.
It's an arbitrary thing to be irked by.
Arbitrary? It's everywhere.
Arbitrary. Well, right. That's what a culture is. Literally.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to. If that is what the culture is about, it will be apparent anyway. It doesn't have to be professed.
Yeah.
Or celebrated.
Yeah.
Yes.
I will take from you. Your identity is this.
I will take your identity
based on
shift.
Based on how you demonstrated to me in our natural course of
living
life. Yeah. I don't need you to wear coordinated colors or.
Parades are like, that's all it is, group identity. Like a lot of parades are like, here's the Shriners float. Here's the Salvation Army float.
Right? Here's the current sports champion of this sport.
Exactly. And I'm just like,
oh man, I love current sports champion
of the sport. I love it.
I mean, so what about like Day of the Dead parade? I mean, like, again, other cultures have really neat.
Dia de los Muertos.
De los Muertos. Have different parades that we don't celebrate here that I find kind of cool. Like Carnival.
That's fine for them.
Would you go see that or would you enjoy that?
I'd probably see the Dia de los Muertos one.
I think if I were in a place where that takes place, I would absolutely
see it. If I was there.
I would not necessarily care to see a Day of the Dead parade here. I'm not saying I wouldn't, but I would have less interest in it than if I were in somewhere in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. I would go to Brazil just for Carnival. Like,
yeah.
That's a goal in life, which it's weird because like what Drew was saying, I kind of get turned off by Mardi Gras here, but I'd go to it in New Orleans. I'd go out of my way to do that. Mm. And Carnival is like even, it's the biggest of them, I think.
Yeah.
Just pure debauchery, but yeah.
I mean, I will concede that the source of the thing, it's like, okay, have it, you know, like in New Orleans, this is where it came from. Mm-hmm. It's established there. Do your, you know, debauchery thing.
Ours is just a shitty derivative.
Yeah. Let's do our own and it'll be like about the arch and something.
Yeah. We have a lot of bricks.
Yeah.
Let's have a brick parade.
It's the heaviest parade.
All right, Timmy. Speaking of local, those bricks.
Speaking of local parades, you live in a weird neighborhood that has a weird parade.
It's true. With the Webster Groves 4th of July parade. It's a local parade. It happens every year.
Yeah, I was made to go to it 1 year.
You were made to go to it? Wow. You mean you were invited and you showed up?
Yeah.
Why is it weird?
Like Webster Groves is like a weird town to begin with.
I wouldn't argue with that.
It's, well, we've heard the stories of Adam's tree stump. Right?
Yeah.
So imagine that mindset applied to the entire town.
To an entire parade.
I don't know. It's this, like, I don't say this to, like, insult you at all, Adam. But it's very Pleasantville, Webster Groves. Like, they have their own little main street. It's very wholesome, very, like, manicured lawns, but also big, giant houses. Not Adam's house, but...
Not mine.
Not Adam's lawn.
And this parade, it's a big deal.
It is, right? A big deal.
Like,
yeah.
It's a major thing there. So it's like this weird, it has that feeling of not this extreme, but it dances in the like cult, like,
Yeah, I'm imagining,
which all parades do,
like,
but
blue eyed blonde, like,
yeah. Waving their Webster Groves flags.
Is that why Adam moved there?
Yeah. The
blue eyed blonde people.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
But it was weird to me.
I'm still quite getting what was weird about it.
Sounds like it's so normal that it's
weird. Yeah. Okay. That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
Like, I don't know from experience.
That's a very good point.
A moving church bazaar or something. I mean, is it like that kind of wholesome?
No, I would say that kind of wholesome. It's like neighborhood, suburb wholesome.
Instead of candy, they throw out apple pies.
Yeah.
And they there's like, you know, the marching band always marches in it. There's like the different groups around town, like different banks and local
banks,
places of business.
It's so funny to me. Bank. It's true. I mean, it's just, it was funny to me in any context that a bank would have a float.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Boatman's Bank.
Is a bank float actually just like a convertible with some like Miss High School?
Sometimes. Yeah, Miss Webster usually is in it.
There's a Miss Webster?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Miss Webster pageant happens.
Wait a minute. You are absolutely making this up.
No, I'm being totally serious.
There is a Miss Webster.
Pageant. You see what I mean?
All right. I absolutely stand by Drew's assumption. I was willing to like seed that. Like, this is just a thing that you get with having all of these disparate municipalities. That's the reason why it seems so weird. But like, everybody's probably like this, but I refuse to believe there's like a Miss Belnor pageant or something, you know, like
Miss Jeffco.
This is weird.
All right.
This is absolutely weird.
Yeah.
There are actually, I've been to every Miss pageant in the entire city of St. Louis. This is what I do on weekends, guys.
Yeah, Kelly's actually done the flowers for Miss Webster for the last 2 years.
Wow.
So, yeah.
She's,
yeah, and so like,
she's complicit in this.
Well, they pay her, so why would, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's what the Nazi said.
What?
Did they get paid?
I would assume.
I thought they just did it for the love of the job.
Yikes.
I think what's weird about Webster Groves is it styles itself as like a small town, you know, a wholesome sort of
living in a lonely world,
but it's, you know, it's flanked by, you know, the rest of St. Louis neighborhood county stuff. You know what I mean? Like it feels like Webster Groves should be picked up and set down much further away from the city, secluded.
I think one of the closest towns to the St. Louis city, if not border it. Yeah.
It presents itself as like an insular community.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And it's completely exposed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're very welcoming. I mean, we don't like.
I don't know about that.
Well, build a wall, probably.
But I mean, it's just like there's so much Webster identity, and it's that part of it's not exclusive to to Webster, but it's
group identity
very pronounced there. In, you know, there is, everything is the Webster Groves blank.
Sure.
I would think that you two, Drew and John, would like Webster Groves because of,
I know
it,
what she's
sort
gonna
of
say. I know what she's gonna say. Go
Disney
ahead.
Disney,
yeah.
Universe quality,
right? Yeah. That's a fair point.
I understand that. I think the difference is that Disney is absolutely forthcoming about the artifice that it employs, whereas Webster Groves is still hiding behind it.
Yeah.
Are they?
Disney?
Is it? Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think so.
I think
they're
either.
Trying to convince us.
How many
they're
times
a real
have you been there?
Community. Once.
Okay. How many times have you been there?
To my house?
Disney.
Zero.
Okay.
Case closed.
You're right, though. You're right. I mean, I totally get the connection you make there, because Disney has Main Street. You know, that is the quintessential, like,
I mean, it's not called
idealized.
Main Street.
Not year.
Right.
I'm saying Disney has what they call Main Street, and it is supposed to be an idealized version of Marceline, Missouri. And it's supposed to be like small, quaint 1950s era,
earlier, like 20s.
Yeah.
Like a lot of racism.
The good old days, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Aughts.
Yeah.
I think possibly part of that whole thing with Webster is because the Turkey Day thing, where west of the Mississippi, St. Louis and Kirkwood are the oldest rivalry that exists from it started in like 1907 or something like that, or maybe even earlier, maybe 18, something earlier.
I'm going to refer back to Drew's comment about weird. Why is there a rivalry?
I didn't know there was.
Are you serious?
I didn't.
Is this one of those things where you guys think there's a rivalry? Mm-hmm.
No.
We're all like,
their big
what?
Football game, right? Every Thanksgiving.
This is why I don't know about it.
Yeah.
Because I don't care.
This is very much a small town thing, though, because my small town, that's actually a small town, right?
Oh.
Also has its like neighboring small town rivalry. High school. Football teams.
I see. This is why this would never have occurred to me, because I would have immediately stopped listening to anything about football, especially high school football rivalries.
So, is that where the rivalry starts? Is it born out of high school football?
Mm-hmm.
That's absurd.
So, for
over 100 years,
tradition all over the country.
Oldest west of the Mississippi, right here, Webster Kirkwood.
That's ludicrous.
Why?
Why?
What's the...
Who, exactly, why?
Wait,
who
Webster
cares?
Versus Kirkwood?
Kirkwood.
Oh.
Jackasses.
I think I would side with Kirkwood, though.
Oh, my gosh. I will...
I'm not saying that just to make you mad.
Yeah, I'll say it just to make you mad. Which one are you on? I like the other one.
Why would you say such a thing?
Well, because what I said about the Webster Groves, like...
pleasantness?
Yeah, Pleasantville.
You think Kirkwood doesn't have that?
I've never heard this. I mean, I don't... It probably does, but I haven't heard the tree stump stories that come out of Kirkwood.
Does Kirkwood have a parade?
I think they do.
They must, right? If you guys have one, they can't not have one.
Right. They'd be lame not to.
Yeah.
So they probably don't.
Do they have a
dumb
Miss Kirkwood?
Are you seriously? You have this rivalry?
It's yeah. Oh yeah.
It's ingrained. He's actually upset.
It is legit ingrained. Like the day before Thanksgiving, we're not supposed to go into Kirkwood, and like the week leading up to it, there's like things at each day. Like, the very first day, you actually wear the opposite school colors. It's kind of like a friendship thing, and then after that, all bets are off. And then it's like we used to be able to, back in the good old days, go into their school and like do pranks on them and stuff like that.
But now you're.
I do not want to hear any more about Adam's good old days.
It's just sickening.
Now parades.
This is everything. Wow.
Yeah, the Cape Jackson rivalry. The we would have bonfires like before the game.
Oh yeah,
game. So
we burned Kirky Wood.
Yes, we burned the Jackson Indian.
This is terrifying.
Oh, see, at least we burned a guy. They're burning a Native American. That's not cool.
This is how
bonfires are awesome.
Fun.
It's like a 30-foot
effigy.
Yeah, we burned an effigy.
God, that's terrifying.
Kirky Wood.
Like, do you ever have an out of body experience? Like you're watching as I guess a teenager watching this, you know. Fire this
right.
effigy burn, and you're like, oh my god, we're crazy.
Well, it's again, humans are weird.
It's
solidly in that category.
It's insane.
What you just described is depicted in The Wicker Man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how ridiculous this sounds.
Bees are back. Isn't that from that movie?
Yeah. Not the bees. Yeah. Not the bees. You guys should come to the bonfire at least once. There's also the chili cook off that night, too, which is good. So,
that might be
chili
nice.
Cook off.
Yep.
We'll go to the Kirkwood one.
Oh my god!
Oh yeah!
They don't have a Kirkwood. Yeah. They don't have.
Do you guys
chili.
Want to all meet up and do a special episode
on the Kirkwood?
Sounds great.
We should do a float
this Wednesday.
In their
is that right?
Yeah. I get. Okay, that is this Wednesday. I get like.
Can we
like
do
a third person? How ridiculous
float?
It is! I really do. But man, it is in your blood. Like it is really hard.
I just don't believe that. I feel like you could if you didn't want to accept it, you could totally write that off if you wanted to.
this true story. When I was living in D.C., I was out at a bar sometime, and, you know, what are you laughing about?
Sometime.
Wait, what time? Come on. I need to picture it. Where's the sun in the sky?
At night. I'm at a bar in my early 20s, and I'm talking to people, and me at the bar, and oh, from St. Louis. Oh, me too. Oh, cool. Where'd you go up? Kirkwood, Webster. And me and this dude looked at each other for like a good like actual second.
45 minutes.
And then stopped talking and looked and just turned away.
You guys, I mean, that is idiotic. It's
Tanny's like, nope.
Mm-mm. That is so stupid.
And it was a mutual thing. It wasn't just me going. I mean,
I'm
we
like
both
terrified
were,
right now.
We both were like, nope. Yeah, this conversation is over and we're done.
That's,
you know, speaking of things parades that John hates. Pride.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Parades. John hates gay people.
Pride parade.
Is it, you know, a big deal?
Yeah.
The local one is,
I think it's the second.
Second largest in St. Louis to itself.
I was going to say my company Express Scripts is one of their main sponsors. So I'm proud of Express Scripts for that. I haven't been to it yet.
I've never gone to Pride.
I haven't either.
I went to it in Savannah. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you guys ever gone?
I will often go to like the nighttime post parties, but usually that's the day of the parade I'm, you know, working or something like that. So
I've been to the one here and the one in Chicago, which is huge.
Second largest in the nation.
Oldest. North of the Mississippi.
North of.
I love those qualifications.
Yeah.
It's the oldest rivalry west of the Mississippi, you know, because.
And east.
We were the Kansas first town. And
no, just the first rivalry. It's documented.
What a thing to be proud of, too.
All right. That was a strange conversation that I didn't expect to result from the topic of parades, but I enjoyed it.
You're welcome.
Can we make an archive float?
That's a great idea.
Put it in the Kirkwood Parade this year.
What?
We'll start working on it now. We've got about a year to put it all together.
And so. I'll burn it.
That's all right.
Drew, come here and put your hands on my hips.
All right. Someone's going to grab my hips now.
No, those are the two of you.
No. Okay. Just go in this room with me. For
all right.
Next week on the archive,
the Justice League.